So it's time for our feature this week. Great young actress. You've seen her all up and down your dial. She was on the CW's Jane the Virgin. She was on CBS's American Gothic. We have now Megan Catch. Megan, how are you this fine, fine evening?
I'm great. How are you, Tim?
Really good. Really good. Now, it's summertime in Southern California. What do you tend to do? I know you're busy. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But what things do you like about Southern California in the summertime?
Well, you have to get yourself to the beach as often as you can.
Do you have one? Do you have one that you like? Not like too specific, but is there a particular beach that you tend to like?
Yes, if I have a day off and nothing to do, I drive down to Malibu to El Matador.
Very
and
nice.
Walk along the beach there, yeah.
Very nice. Now, are you someone who surfs and paddle boards and wakeboards and all that, or is it chill out time? Because I'm a chill out guy. I'll just say that now. I go to the beach. I got my headphones.
You got a
chair. I got
a
stack of magazines.
You got your Cheez-Its and Merlot.
In a tumbler. Are you an active kind of person, Megan, or are you there just to recharge?
When I'm at the beach, I'm there to lay like broccoli.
There you go. Get lightly toasted and flip every so often.
Right.
Now you've been doing so much great acting. I have to say that the two that I name checked from you were both broadcast TV, you know, the big networks, I guess.
Yeah.
You can add the CW to that. So much is happening, though, you know, obviously on Netflix, on HBO, all these alternatives. What do you find about being like traditional TV, like big TV, working for the big channels? Is that different from other types of acting that you've done?
Well, I mean, you're always trying to do the best acting you can possibly do in
right.
the context that you're acting in. So in that regard, it's not different because, you know, the principles are the same. You are prepared, you learn your lines, you take in your scene partner, you commit emotionally, you prepare your funky ideas and your more sort of, typical traditional ideas, and you offer them as many takes as they'll give you, and hopefully they can craft an interesting dynamic performance out of it. But I certainly have enjoyed the other acting that I've gotten to do in less commercial, less corporate framework, and really any genre and any type of framework is cool. I mean, that's the best part about acting is that it's never the same job. It's all about your ability to adapt to the material and to your collaborators. So I feel like I'm relearning it every time I approach it. Not many people can say that about their profession.
That is a very diplomatic answer. I think what you were, but you did mention that the corporate commercial side is a little different.
Yeah.
As a matter of atmosphere and
also topics. I mean, now we're in kind of the second golden age of TV, so there's all this amazing stuff that's streaming, all this amazing stuff on HBO.
Do you
have like either a guilty pleasure or something that you've just found that you watch, so just as a consumer of entertainment, put your acting hat aside for a second, just as a consumer of great TV, what do you recommend to your friends that they watch?
You know what I just dove into that I'm really enjoying as like a piece of great kind of sardonic musical acting? It's The Good Place on NBC. I love Ted Danson.
I love Ted Danson.
Yeah. I'm so into that show. And that wonderful actor who plays Chidi, William, came to the play that I'm doing right now. And I got to meet him and tell him that I just think he's fantastic. I think everybody on that show just has a kind of zest and
it's a kooky fun show. It's a kooky fun show. Yeah, it reminds me of sort of
too. Yeah,
it's got that sort of Pushing Daisies sort of feel
right,
about it.
The supernatural side.
Yeah.
Now, I've got to ask you, we can't put it off any longer. You are part of an amazing play that's being put on now. Can you tell us about this great play, your role in it, and why everyone listening to this should go and have a look?
Yes, thank you so much, Tim. The play is called Cry It Out by Molly Smith Metzler, and we are performing it currently at the Atwater Village Theater through August 19th. You can get tickets at echotheatercompany.com. And this play is a 90-minute, hilarious, heart-rending piece of writing about new mothers.
Ooh,
I mean, it's about a thousand things, but it's particularly about the fragile, tender moment when these two mothers meet in Port Washington, just outside of New York City, and create an unlikely friendship.
Fantastic. And it's a serious play, or is it a bittersweet play, a little bit of comedy, a little bit of seriousness? How would you describe it so the audience comes in with the right
really
expectation?
It's a funny play. I mean, Molly, who wrote the play, is one of the funniest people I know in real life, not just in her writing. And she writes on Shameless, which is in its ninth season, and that's a truly hilarious show. So I think Molly finds the absurdity in these characters and lets them speak out of a place of of the absurdity of being a new parent, of learning how to live with as Molly says in the play, larval creatures who hold you hostage all day long.
They do. They're incredibly demanding. They're incredibly demanding.
Oh, yeah.
And what they
can't freaking tell you what they want.
Oh. It's a lose-lose proposition.
It's funny, but it also takes a very emotional
dogs make so much more sense
than kids. Absolutely. Yes. I come home from work and my dog is sitting there at attention, smiling ear to ear. You know, you come home and the kid is crying.
He wants something.
And it won't tell you. Just tell me.
Right.
Just tell me what you you want. No, the funny thing is, obviously, about parenting is, and I try not to be that person. When we had our first children, everyone's like, the week's coming up. It's about to, the baby's about to arrive. All of these vague kind of things. Oh, wow, great for you. Oh, it's a, I'm now like, as soon as someone tells me they're pregnant, I just start rapid fire around just very specific things that are going to happen.
Right.
Now, I have to ask you, you're an actor, so there's no requirement. Are you a parent as well or not yet?
I am not a parent yet, but I do have a dog, and I agree with you.
Oh. That,
as a dog parent, it's a perfect scenario. It truly is.
And it just stays perfect. It just starts perfect.
Unconditional, unlimited love.
The way that love needs to be.
Yes. Somebody throws a party every time I come home, and when I'm ready to go to bed, Vincent, my dog, is also ready to, you know,
great name.
Turn the lights out.
Great name for a dog. I've always been, I divide dog owners into two groups. There are the people like me and you, Megan, who give our dogs human names. And then there are the dogs who give them like Flipper and Flounder and, you know, Puffball, Buddy. I respect my dog enough to look him in the eye and give him a real name.
That I couldn't agree with you more. My dog needed a handsome name, so he got Vincent.
Vincent's a great name. Well, I want to thank you so much, Megan Ketch. You got a great career, onwards and upwards, and a great, great play. I want to encourage all of you, friends and neighbors, to check it out. Can you give just one more time, Megan, the details of a website or where they can look up tickets?
Yeah, it's a pleasure to talk to you, Tim. Thanks so much. And the play is called Cry It Out by Molly Smith-Metzler. You can get tickets at echotheater.com, and it's at the Atwater Village Theater through August 19th.
Great, great, great play. Thank you so much, Megan, friends and neighbors. Short commercial break. We'll be back in just about 2 minutes' time.